when sober, was pleasant and alert. When he went mad, which he was liable to do at any moment, he looked like a fiend out of hell. So, that's the Emperor Theodore, as best I can lime him for you. But one last thing before I get to his chat. I've never seen a black face that looked less African. Slim, fine-boned, like a dusky Duke of Wellington. Oh, and he had a curious habit, just occasionally, of spitting thoughtfully when he spoke. Just a sideways of the lips, disconcerting until you got used to it. Theodore, jovial, passing a cup of Tej.
We shall drink the vintage of the grapes of Ephraim. Ah, my friend, I have been impatient to see you and to bring you comfort in the prison house. Even as the Lord looked down from the height of his sanctuary, so I too heard the groaning of the captive. A toast. Name it, my friend.
Flashy, taken aback. A toast. Me? Well, let's see. Here's how, Your Majesty. Theodore.
Let me shake your hand. Ah, your chains. Do they fret you painfully?
Flashy, toadying warily. Oh, well, just a bit. No trouble, really. Theodore.
Do you know why you are chained?
Flashy, cautiously. Well, I imagine it's because Your Majesty misunderstood about my dealings with the Gallas. Perfectly natural mistake, of course, could have happened to anyone. Theodore.
What are the Gallas to me? You are the one who has misunderstood, my friend. If you think you are chained as a punishment, I chained you as I chained your countrymen, because the British government thought me cowardly and weak. But now I have released my good friend Mr. Rassam and Lieutenant Pridu, and I shall release you also, to show I am not afraid.
Earnestly?
I had to chain you in order to release you. If you were not chained, how could you be released?
Laughs heartily and drains cup of Tej. Flashy.
How indeed?
Theodore.
I also chained them because I knew that must bring against me a British army, trained and disciplined, an army such as I have longed to see.
Sighs.
I only hope God will spare me to see them before I die.
Drinks again. Flashy.
Will Your Majesty fight them?
Theodore.
If it is God's will. My soldiers are nothing compared to your disciplined army, where thousands move in obedience to one. If they come in love and friendship, I shall be so moved as to be unable to resist them. But if they come with other intentions, I know they will not spare me. So I shall make a great bloodbath and afterwards die.
Emits the grandfather of all belches, closes eyes, and appears to fall asleep. Relief was flooding through me, and not only because he was behaving like an intoxicated cheerable and plying me with liquor. It would be another story in the morning when His Majesty awoke with a head like a burst beehive and started playing Ivan the Terrible. But at least he wasn't about to kill me, and spoken of my release, and as good as promised to give in without a fight if Napier came, in love and friendship, which could be managed surely. Then again, he'd so many screws loose that you couldn't be certain of anything he said, especially when he was half seas over. It was of academic interest, but I wondered if his claim that he'd imprisoned our people deliberately to provoke an invasion might not have something in it, unlikely though it seemed. Theodore, waking with an almighty yell.
Damocles! By my death, I am Damocles, with a blade poised above my head, suspended by a horsehair.
Stares up.
Do you not see it? About to fall. Am I not Damocles?
Flashy, taken by surprise.
Wasn't he the chap who was tied up so that he couldn't get at his rations, or had to roll something up a hill, didn't he? A vulture?
Theodore.
The British army is that blade coming to pierce me. And I don't know what to do. What will happen? I am like a pregnant woman. I do not know whether it will be a boy or a girl or an aberration.
Starts to weep, drinks deeply. Flashy, Your Majesty, may I make a suggestion? A moment ago you spoke of love and friendship between yourself and Adeges Napier, and I can tell you he'd cry amen to that with 3 times 3. Well, If you were to send me to him, I could settle things in no time. Theodore, suddenly fierce.
And tell him the disposition of